Friday. Let's do this, all about it. And we are pretty much excited. Why? Because you have theater royalty.
Yes.
Royalty.
That's so, right. You
know, we're doing it in the Philippines. Kayla, you ready?
Yes, I am ready. Are you ready?
Yeah, we are ready. Ladies and gentlemen, of course, there's a play. Opening night is tomorrow for this cast.
Tonight.
Or tonight, actually. Mm-hmm. The cast of Rama Hari. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sheila Valderrama Martinez and John Moika.
Woo! Welcome. Good evening. Yeah. So, of course, we are excited to have you guys. How are you today on this fantastic Friday?
Excited to be here.
Good.
And we're here despite the traffic.
I know. And I mean, I know you guys just came from rehearsals. Was today the TDR?
Yes.
With the orchestra. With the orchestra.
Oh, my gosh. And how did that go?
Fantastic.
Pretty good.
Hold on, what's TDR, guys?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Sorry. What's TDR?
Technical dress rehearsal.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So you got the technical dress rehearsal. And then what's the guy? Is it live orchestra going on?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
We have the orchestra of Filipino youth.
Wow.
And they are conducted by Toma Kayabyab, the son of our national artist, Ryan Kayabyab.
Hey, okay.
Who is one of the creators of the show.
Yes.
Okay, okay.
Okay. So, I mean, this is a rerun.
Yes.
Were you guys were both part of the first run?
Yes, correct.
Last year, yes.
And was that your first time being a part of the show? Or because I know it ran many, many years back as well. Were you guys also a part of that?
This is actually the sixth
iteration,
of the material. Mm-hmm. But last year is the first time I actually did the show because we were supposed to do this 2020, but then a week before opening,
pandemic
happened, so that didn't push through. And then 3 years later, three or four.
Here we are.
Yeah, here we are. And then
for the second time.
For the second time. But we ran it last year, September, and then we're back. Yep. Today.
Which is a good thing because when it's a rerun, when they're running it again, people are, you know, clamoring for
it. Yes,
the
yes. Hey, okay. There was quite a clamor for it last year. So that's why you have this now.
Nice.
Okay. So I mean, okay, now that it's this rerun, is there anything different? Was there anything that was changed for this run?
Well, for this one, we have some new cast members. And this time we're all doing the shows at the Samsung Performing Arts Theater. Because before we did one weekend at the Met and then one weekend at Samsung. This time we're doing it all there. Mm. And on the 23rd evening, that's the show where Mr. C. Ryan Kayab, national artist Ryan Kayabab, is going to conduct the show.
Oh wow.
So is there more pressure if it's Mr. C that's gonna be conducting like for you guys?
Bit,
I mean, I know you guys are like pros and vets at all this, but it's Mr. C.
I'm more excited.
Yeah.
That's true.
Than anything. Because I mean, who gets the chance to do that? You know, that one of the creators of the show will be conducting the show on that night you're performing. So, you know, it's like historical.
Do you do extra? Ano ba bang? Uy, extra galing. Or all performance, you know, magaling.
You should like do it all the time.
Yeah. True. Okay. I want to find out though, like, what is the experience working with, you know, national artist Ryan Kayabyab? Like, just in general, how is it working with him?
Oh my God. It has been quite an experience. And not just Ryan Kayabyab. We also have national artist for dance, Alice Reyes. Like, so I'll put it in now that this is by five national artists.
Right.
You have Badong Bernal for costume and stage design. You have Ryan Kayabyab for music.
Bienvenido Lombera for literature. Right. And Rolando Tino for the English translation. Because we have translations.
You guys have translations. I'm sorry. I'm enlightened by this because when I watched last year, I was lost. Because it's
so
deep.
That is the change now. We have LED boards with the translation, with the Rolando Tino translation.
Mm-hmm. So okay.
And also they're using the sets from the original 80s production.
Oh, wow.
Because they've been eliminating some, modernizing some. This is the actual set from the 80s version.
So for the first production.
Uy, galing, ah.
Amazing.
Yeah. Even costumes, yeah.
They even the costumes from the 80s as well.
The design. No, the design.
Alam ko from the 80s.
The design.
Hinukay pa sa baul.
But working with national artists is definitely such an honor. I mean, you don't really get that chance. I'm so lucky that I have that in my lifetime that I get to work with them, collaboratively in this show.
Mm-hmm. And the attention to detail is crazy. Mm-hmm. And Mr. C wrote this in his 20s. And now it's his son conducting. So it's like a full circle moment for him. Miss Alice is with the ARDP, the Alice Reyes Dance Philippines. Yeah. They're amazing. The commitment is of a different level.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you have no choice but to really give because of them.
You know, to a point that we're not working with one national artist, too. We're working with five.
Yeah.
Well, two of them are still alive.
Yep.
So that's a great thing.
Right?
To do something that's been done by five national artists. It's one for the books.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah,
pang national artist rin kayo.
Yeah. True.
N-A/A.
I mean, okay. So, like, you know, at your guys' level of experience, your veterans, what is it that you've learned from this production, from doing this, you know, with the national artists?
You know, they're very, it's not, you know, when you work with someone with that stature, you normally get really scared and apprehensive, but they're the warmest, most supportive people and very, very generous. And you learn something from that.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of attitude towards work. They're very committed. They're very strict, but you have this warmth and generosity and brilliance. You see them, you know, at work, and you take that with you. It's very special.
Right. And even at their most accessible, I think you do not forget that they're brilliant, because like every single second is they're emanating something. And when you see them at work, the littlest, the tiniest things they will be tweaking or whatever. It's really brilliant. So the experience has been nothing short of awesome, really.
Talaga yung attention to detail, right? It's that what makes them national artists that they are.
I suppose.
Yeah. Like, you know, it's
they have a lot of contribution to the arts in the Philippines.
True. And it's based on work, right? Yeah. National artists are based on work. So, but really, it's the concept. I mean, at 20 plus, you write an epic, something like this. On an Asian epic, and they made it very, very Filipino, and with all the elements, with the, I don't want to give everything out, but with everything that's happening, I was watching the TDR last night in costume. I barely had photos. I've seen it a million times during rehearsals, but I was just in awe of what was happening in front. We cannot wait to share the experience with everybody. Basically.
And it's really such a treat for everybody because I mean, this is like a combination of musical theater. And you have the ballet.
Yeah.
And then you have live orchestra, who are, by the way, scholars and kids.
Yep. Galing!
Amazing.
Yeah, and they're amazing. You know, so it's a combination of all of these things that you don't normally see.
So, you know, for those who are tuning in, we have, of course, Sheila Valderrama Martinez and John Moica. They are part of the play Rama Hari, which is having this opening night tonight.
Yes.
And it's going to have a run. We're going to play y'all a video online. If you guys are watching, I'm waving at you at the camera. We're going to play a video on air as well. We'll probably get a snippet of it, and then we'll tell y'all where to get the tickets, where you could buy the tickets and watch a show. Just watch this. So there you go. That's the info for, of course, the wonderful, wonderful play, which is happening. It's opening run today.
That's right.
Until when?
Okay, so we open today at the Samsung Performing Arts Theater. So we have this weekend, 16, 17, and 18. And next weekend, 23, 24, and 25. You can get your tickets at Ticket World 891-9999 or www.ticketworld.com.ph.
Yes. Or if you know any of the cast members, you can go and approach them so that they can get tickets for you.
Correct.
The connections.
Yes, of course, of course.
Right. Now, here on the show, we do have, of course, a lot of random questions. We ask you guys fun, random questions as far as you know, anything goes. All right. So for you guys, what was the very first play that you felt na parang ninenervyos kayo? Na parang, okay.
For me, I usually get nervous in every production. I mentioned earlier when I was talking to KK, I mean, you cannot lose that. Otherwise, I think the quality of your performance is not going to be in that level. But yeah, I get nervous in every production. Not to the point where you're so overwhelmed that you can't function anymore, of course. But like the jitters and excitement and yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Learn something new.
Mm-hmm. Or say, because it is a play. Uh-huh. So you can play. So that's what's fun about it. But once you realize what kind of responsibility you have in telling this story, I think that's what gets you. Or if it's a musical, because you're thinking about your voice, etc. It's not just, you know, a straight play where you, although that's different. Those are lines. Mm-hmm. So it's very different. So it's different for everybody.
So but I make sure hindi ka pipiyok.
Yun din, that you're warmed up vocally for the dancers. It's their bodies, etc.
Galing. Yeah. Okay. Sorry, this is like me firsthand seeing three theater people in front of me.
And that's true.
You know, discussing the details, the fine details of this. So.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Okay. And then for me, I want to ask, I mean, you know, of course, we recognize you guys are veterans. Mm-hmm. You know, you're where you're at. We watch you and we're just like, this looks effortless for you guys. But what advice could you give to those that are young, that are just watching you and inspired? What advice can you give them if they want to get into it?
Well, and like, you better work hard because it's not easy. You have to work on your craft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Take as much lessons as possible. Practice, 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 practice. Until practice. You pass out just practicing.
Yeah.
So, pag kayo wala kayong play, do you practice like different pieces?
Well, we normally always have a production, or if not, we have events.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, you know, thankfully, we're grateful that we're always.
There are corporate shows, yeah,
and doing the stuff that we love to do. You know, right. We still get to sing, and so there's
you guys
that.
Are great.
You know? And aside from that, like I work, for instance, I have a corporate job, so this is also something that just breaks that for me.
Mm-hmm.
So there.
Mm-hmm. It's always, I mean, it's always a blessing to return to what we're really passionate about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But going back to your question, I think Sheila's viewpoint is different, but for me, it's really throw yourself out there because they'll never know that you exist,
mm-hmm.
right, Shields?
Mm-hmm.
Because she's been pushing me. She's been pushing me. I'm like, maybe I can do it. Maybe you just have to show yourself and they have to know that you're there.
Yeah.
Because who knows? You have a golden voice or, you know, your talent is rare and they will never find out if you don't try out.
Yeah, true. And at the same time, like, you know, people might be a little older, you know, I'm not saying you are, but just I've had people approach me that are like, you know, I did it in school, but I feel like the time has already passed. But it's like, if you just audition, sometimes there's a role that's for you.
Yep.
Yes. Ako yun. Ako yung nagtatanong kay Kayla.
Oh, okay.
Kayla, pwede ba sa mga panahon na to?
Yeah.
It's never too late. Yes, I mean, you can perform as young and as old. It doesn't really matter. I mean, there's a role for everybody.
Yeah.
You know?
So
and if that's
something.
Your passion, go for it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Watch out, girl.
Watch out, girl.
Ready.
Yeah.
Ready
production niyan ulit. Matawagan. But thank you guys for taking time to join us here on the show. Thank you for, you know.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cannot wait for the run for this to, of course. And how many months again?
Just two weekends.
Just 2 weekends.
Two weekends.
It's a very
and
limited
I'd like to
role.
Mention that we are also joined by many other cast members. Mm-hmm. Like, I play Sita, but Kirill is also playing Sita and Nika Tupas. We're alternating, the three of us. And then the Ramas are played by Arman Ferrer and Vian King.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Audie Himora, who plays the Sarata.
And then we have Ravana, which is my role, which is played also by Papart Bernadas.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Katrine and...
Katrine Sunga, Mia Canton, Marinor, Madami Sila, and Raflesha Bravo, who are playing Kaikei and Sir Panaka.
Yes, we play dual roles. And by the way, to all those who are watching, the dancers are Rama and Sita, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
And then the singers are also Rama and Sita.
Yes.
Wow.
So they are singing. We have dancer and singer counterparts. And we have the Lakshmanas, who are Pau Castillo and John Abella.
Yes, there you go.
That rounds up the cast.
And
that's
of course,
amazing.
The ARDP dancers.
Yes.
Yes.
Dancing the Ramas and Sitas in all the different roles while we sing them. Mm-hmm. So we give voices to their movements.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. You should watch it.
It
Everybody
is.
Everybody should watch it.
It's it's a feast. I mean, it's a feast for the eyes, for everything. I mean, you know, you're hearing, you're seeing, you're just experiencing everything. Yeah.
So kung kailangan niyong bumawi sa jowa niyo sa Valentine's, ito na yun.
Yun.
Actually, yeah.
True.
Yeah.
And if I'm not mistaken, it's National Arts Month.
It is.
Right?
It
is. So perfect. I mean, it's starting up today and, you know, you can have your chance to experience National Arts Month. What better, you know, what better way to spend it than in the theater.
Yes,
so.
And support your own.
Yes, right. True. Yeah.
Ticket World is the way to go.
Yeah, true.
You just gotta holler.
You just have to holler, yeah.
That's all about. Now, I have one more question for you guys. What was that one advice that somebody gave you when you guys were starting up to now that you use in theater?
Oh, advice?
Yeah. Well, who was it from and what was the advice?
Tita Baby Baredo would always tell me to always work hard and practice. Mm-hmm. That's why that's the same thing I say. Mm-hmm. Work hard and practice.
Yeah.
And then from Ron Kapinding, one of my directors before, when you're a background character, you have to have your own business. And whether you are the lead or the background character, if you do not leave in Tagalog, pag hindi ka lumabas ng pagod ka, kulang yon.
Mm.
So you go out, whether you're still or whatever, if you're very tired, then, and I live by that until now.
So, Kayla, mm-hmm. magpakapagod ka.
True. If you're not sweating, if you're not feeling tired,
yes.
Mali. Mali.
Give your all. But thank you, guys.
Thank you. So thank you. Thank you.
You got greetings before we, you know, let y'all go?
Yeah. Any friends or family that are
cast? Yes, a happy opening
yes, happy
night.
Happy opening night.
Yes.
Break a leg.
Yes, break legs, everybody. And we'd like to thank everybody who have bought their tickets. And we'd like to invite those who have not bought their tickets yet because it's a really great show. So you better watch it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And I'm going to throw in there because I love that there's English subtitles.
Yes.
So for anyone.
It's for everybody.
Exactly. So yes. For anyone that, you know, is feeling a little hesitant because maybe the Tagalog's deep, don't worry. There's English subtitles.
Yes.
So take it from KK. From Kayla.
Si Kayla pala yung translator. Sa yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Of course, Sheila, you got greetings?
Oh, yes. I did.
Yeah. The cast. Did, okay.
The opening to the cast.
Yay. Right. Okay.
There you have it. Ladies and gentlemen, one more time, let's give it up for the cast of Rama Hari, Sheila Valderrama Martinez, and John Moika.
Yes. Woo! Break
Thanks
legs. Break legs
Thank
tomorrow.
You.
Happy
Thank
opening.
You. Thank you. There you have it. For those that are watching us on air, we still continue. But my name is Rico Robles.
I'm Kayla Rivera.
This has been another Monster exclusive interview. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.